Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Now in the third decade of the, in the 24th year, I should say. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. GeorgeLevy.com. What's the other website, George? Give it to us, please.
Blocks.edu. That's BLOCKSEDU.com.
That's where you can go and find out more about how to get, educate yourself on
about
blockchain.
The different I'm doing multiple work with multiple universities across the world. It's blockchain globally is making a massive impact, and that's what a lot of people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't. It really isn't. That's not as bubbly as the buzzword that it used to be.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I liked your point earlier about the fact that we don't talk about electricity anymore. We talk about the iPhone that we use, or the smartphone we use, which got charged, which works off of a battery, that got charged off of electricity. Why don't we talk about electricity? We're only talking about the iPhone, right? And or the smartphone.
Exactly.
And so that's your point about blockchain. I think that's an excellent one. And I'm gonna give you full attribution when I write about that, George. So George, I want to come back to the issue with the DM, the Facebook's replacement currency. They call it DM, is a replacement for the Libra cryptocurrency that aborted a year ago, over a year, almost 2 years ago. And talk about the fact that this is a corporate, this is going to be a corporate global corporate currency managed by corporations internationally. And even though it's Facebook's currency, you and I both know all it takes is a handshake to make this something that can be used across platform. Google, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, you name it. And the more that happens, and the slicker they make it without as many regulations as the U.S. dollar has, the more you minimize the strength of the U.S. dollar as a serious defensive mechanism for good over evil in the world. The U.S. dollar is the most powerful tool a president has, and more any corporate cryptocurrency diminishes that power. What do you think, George?
You know, it's what's interesting about this whole thing is that we have something now called Diem. Why do we have something called Diem, and why don't we have Libra? The fact is, Libra started getting a lot of that attention from people saying, wait a minute, these large trying to gain control of the currencies, so they rebranded as Diem, and they're trying to change that perspective, that perception, right? The funniest thing is that if you go through the Diem website, it's literally the same website as Libra. In fact, a lot of places it still says Libra.
Mm-hmm. Now,
but the challenge I have, which a lot of people need to start seeing because now they're waking up, is that I didn't live in a world where when I wanted to share something with someone else, I didn't have somebody slap a fact check on me or kick me out
mm-hmm.
of the platform.
That's right.
Now Facebook is blatantly doing it. So is Twitter. So is you.
Yep.
The challenge is when they start doing it with my money, they say, well, wait a minute, you can't buy that. Or wait a minute, you bought that. Therefore, and not only that, they see what I bought. They see who I sent money. That information is something that I really don't want somebody else to administer, especially not if it's not actually like my government.
Well, and if you think about it, cryptocurrency, as you pointed out earlier, cryptocurrency is supposed to be a secure method of store of value and exchange. But if there's an entity in charge of that you're on their mm-hmm. platform, it's just like you said, if they can take your site down, they can take your money down.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the reasons why people are so attracted to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is decentralized. There is no CEO of Bitcoin to shut you down, right? But then people say, well, now we got this Libra thing. No, or this Diem thing, rather. No, if you're actually on Diem, somebody can actually flip the switch off. Somebody can actually control what you can spend on and what you can't. It's a very, very big difference from something like Bitcoin.
And the thing, the moment of concern is when other corporations like Amazon, for example, announces that they will accept the DM on their platform. That's when it all turns rough. Hey, George, good job today. Thank you for the outstanding report. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Wishing you and the entire audience the very best and a happy 2021.
Let's have a good one together. George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, L-E-V-Y, georgelevy.com. Please check out blocksedu.com. Also, is the other website for his education resources. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.